Food is fuel for your body, your mind, and definitely your sport. But let's face it, nutrition is confusing, and the expectations on girls and women to be thin and have a six-pack are exhausting. If you've ever been frustrated with your body, confused about nutrition, obsessed with eating healthy, or guilty when you don't, underate, overate, or overtrained, and overwhelmed with all the pressure, then this podcast is for you. Nutrition can be easy. You can take control of it, but it might start with letting go of control by asking for help and making a change. I'm Lindsay Elizabeth Cortez, sports dietitian and owner of Rise Up Nutrition, where I empower female athletes to overcome nutrition concerns and perform at their highest level, to stop being confused by all the mixed or harmful messages, and finally have confidence in your body as a fierce, fit, and fueled female athlete. Hi, fans of the Female Athlete Nutrition Podcast. It's your host, Lindsay Cortez, registered and sports dietitian. I'm going to do something a little awkward. No, it's not awkward. It's just going to be a random episode because, you see, I actually just finished recording an awesome episode where I told a story, a small story, about my dad and I, and I feel like I've mentioned on the podcast quite a bit how important my dad was to me growing up in sport specifically. He just encouraged me to be athletic. He was my coach in soccer for years. He's a sports guy and he had three daughters. So I was athletic and he was invested in that with me and my other and my sisters as well. But it just, you know, he was my role model in many ways. And as I kind of shared that and that little brief story on the podcast episode I just recorded and realized that I've mentioned that if you're a listener of this podcast, I don't know, even know if you would have picked up on it, but I've mentioned my dad quite a few times. He's a very important person in my life. It just got me thinking, like, my mom has also been an inspiration to me in all areas of life, but also in sport. You know, I really associate my dad with sport, but I just had this flashback memory to when I was a younger girl and my mom, I don't know what age she was at the time, you know, maybe her 40s, but just in the backyard, we were all playing. And then she was like, I can do a cartwheel. She just like did this cartwheel. And I remember being so impressed with her because it was something I didn't know my mom could do. When my mom was in high school, she was actually on the gymnastics team and I was a gymnast. I was a youth gymnast growing up and excelled in that. And so I always knew she shared with me, her gymnastics skills were nowhere near the level that mine were, but it was the fact that she did it, she participated, and that later in life, after having three, four kids, maybe at that time she had four, there she was in the backyard with us, and she just did a cartwheel. And that was impressive, and I remember that. My mom was also, and still is, a good swimmer. So every summer, I grew up in Massachusetts, so we weren't like kind of more inland Massachusetts too, you know, it's not like I grew up in Florida or California on the coast where like had a lot of access to water or surfing or anything like that. As a family, we weren't great swimmers, but we would in the summertime, you know, between going in the pool, we had a pool in our backyard growing up. And like my mom was the one like kind of teaching me, she taught me how to swim at a very young age, like making sure I knew how to blow out of my nose so I didn't have to always hold my nose going underwater, being comfortable in the water going underwater. When we would go to the pond or the lake in the summertime out in Cape Cod, we'd swim out to the dock and I would be scared because that was a big swim in deep water. And she would be the one leading the way, telling us how to swim or letting us hold on to her back and her neck while she swam us out to the dock. I remember her still diving and being impressed with her diving off of, I suppose not a dock, a raft, I'm sorry. She would be doing dives, you know, and pointing her toes. She was on the, she did swimming growing up. And so there she was as a mother, still able to do that with us growing up. And I just, this is just an episode. I know that my mom listens to my podcast and I know that she's a big supporter and fan of me. And I just know that I have shared stories about my dad because he's been kind of my athletic role model in many ways. He's been my coach, but I just want my mom to know, and so I'm going to surprise her with this random episode. that she has also impressed me and inspired me with her athleticism and her encouragement of me in sport throughout all the years. And, you know, she didn't need to do a cartwheel to impress me. She didn't need to point her toes on the dive to impress me. But I just want her to know that I am impressed by her. I am impressed by you, Mom. And I remember when Dad really started getting into running, and, you know, you did too. Again, you might not have, you know, been doing races every weekend like my dad was, or like on a team per se, but you've always lived an active life and you've helped our entire family. You've encouraged all of us to be active in some way, shape, or form. And I actually quite appreciate the diversity in your athletics in your life, you know, between going to the gym or doing a group fitness class, being open to yoga. Remember when I first moved to Texas and you flew down for a weekend and you and me did a yoga class together and we made a joke, you know, about the old MasterCard ads, about all the money it takes. And then it was like, you know, yoga class with Mom, priceless. And I remember sitting eating lunch with you and making that joke. And it's true, because that's just a wonderful memory. And I'm so glad that I was able to have that memory with you. And when I was pregnant with Gabe and I went home, we did yoga together in the park one day. You brought me along to yoga in the park because we thought that would be good to do. And since I was pregnant and reduce stress and stretch, and it was. And oh, going back to when Dad started really getting into running a lot, and you know, you did too. You started running too. And you ran running the half marathons. That was impressive, Mom. The age that you were when you really started running, and I'm sorry that I forget now, but you know, you weren't 25 running your first half marathon. Late 40s running your first half marathon. And that is so cool. I remember you and Jody signing up for that 10K in Connecticut, and me and Mike, just my brother, watching and supporting you and cheering you on, because that was your time, you know. Yeah, Dad's the athlete and Dad was my coach and Dad pushed us in sports, but that was your race, and that was your memory with Jody, and I got to support you. I just want to give you a shout out that you have also impressed and influenced me. And see, that's the thing for everybody else listening to this episode now, as I'm just feeling compelled to say this on the podcast, but you know, you don't have to have an identity as an athlete. You don't have to PR all the time. You don't have to run ultras. You just be you. My mom was just being her, and she was trying, you know, all these different ways to be active, and she was just being a good mom, and that's all it takes. I don't know what her times were when she ran those half marathons. I don't know. Doesn't matter. I was impressed by her just for doing it. I don't know how flexible she is in those yoga moves, but she brought me along with her. And you know, growing up, yeah, my dad might have been my soccer coach, but my mom spent many, many hours most days of the week driving me back and forth to gymnastics practice. And that was a huge part of my childhood, was gymnastics. And my dad played a part there too, but my mom mostly drove me to and from gymnastics 4 or 5 days a week. I think about that. I'm like, she did a lot of driving around, of driving me back and forth to practice, and my sisters too, because I'm going to continue on this little shout out tangent here. My sisters are also very athletic. I feel like, I don't know if they would, I think they would say this. I think they would kind of identify me as maybe the athlete of the family, but like, they're very athletic. I'm so impressed by them. Jody, my oldest sister, you know, excelled in many ways in sport. She did soccer, track, she did cheerleading for a season in high school, dance. She was really big into dance. And I remember when, as a dancer, she finally started ballet, point ballet, which is like a big deal for a dancer to do point ballet, because that just takes a toll on, you know, your toes and the point shoes and stuff. And she spent many, many hours at dance practice. Once again, I'm sure my mom driving her back and forth there. My other sister, Kristen, did sports, but I don't think she was as passionate about them. She probably, you know, I don't know what she'll think when she reads this, but I know she'll probably agree. She did it because probably Dad wanted her to, and because we did, you know, so she just did it. And she had other interests. She liked reading, and she was a good artist, and she was in band. So she had other interests, but she did it. And then somehow in high school, when she joined cross country, she realized the social benefits, I think, of being on that team and made friends. And then she actually got quite fast. and she did really good. And then somehow in college, she just kept running for herself. And unfortunately, it was like once she really started enjoying running, she had this major injury and had to have surgery. And it was like, wow, she endured quite a bit. For somebody who for so many years didn't resonate as being the athlete, then dealt with this physical injury that was quite difficult. But she overcame that and has continued to run. And now she's the ultra runner of the family here. She's done many ultras, mountain running. And for her, it's not only something she enjoys, but, you know, a bit of therapy in a sense and just outdoor adventure. And gosh, what she has accomplished as an outdoor adventurer is, again, so impressive. And going back to my other sister, Jody, she's run the New York City Marathon twice. She lived in New York City for so many years, so the running club there. And she's got three kids, and her husband did a 5K recently between the two of them, each pushing a stroller, pushing three kids along. Like, it's just, I'm proud of the women in my family. And if they didn't do sport, I would be proud of them too. But I speak so highly of my dad. Love you, Dad. Speak so highly of him in sport because he was such an inspiration to me and still is to this day. He's a coach, you know. He coached my sister in soccer. He coached me. He coached my brother in hockey. He coaches high school cross country right now. His running days are still there, but his marathon days are over at this time due to some injuries. But he's still running for enjoyment, and he's finding that happiness and connecting with the running community by being a coach to others, a high school coach, and he does online coaching too. And so I just, you know, this is the Female Athlete Nutrition Podcast, and I just wanted to give a shout out to my mom for all that she has done for me in athletics and for the amazing athlete that she is. In the time that she grew up in, with the limited resources and support that she had, Mom, you have impressed me. And you are impressive. And thank you for sharing the importance of being active and encouraging me in sport and my sisters. I just wanted to say thank you. Well, everybody, thanks for listening. I really hope you enjoyed that episode. And if you did, if you are a true fan of female athlete nutrition, then I would love if you could support our podcast by spreading the word. Share a review on your listening channel. Give us 5 stars. It really helps get the word out and get the show more views to positively impact others. Also, you can support the podcast by joining our Patreon. Head to patreon.com/femaleathletenutrition to consider a donation, or even better, join our membership where you get extra monthly content and perks. We don't want you to simply listen alone. We want you to be a part of a community and a movement of fierce, fit, and fueled female athletes. So patreon.com/femaleathletenutrition is where you can do exactly that, learn more, and join. A huge thanks to our affiliates and partners as well. Once again, Prevenix, Inside Tracker, Orgain, Practice Better, Jen and Carrie. Please go check them out and their links in the show notes where you can get deals and discounts. Last, be sure that you do more than just listen. If you need help with fueling, it's time to take action. Head to my website to learn more. You can either book a free call with me to learn more about our coaching programs and how we can work directly with you, whether it's the fast track or otherwise. Or you can take our online self-study course, Female Athlete Nutrition. You can literally sign up and gain access right now. You can explore our downloadable products, including the Red S Recovery Guide, High Iron Fueling Guide, or if you are a coach of a team, check out our brand new Coaches Toolkit for teams. You can also just learn more. We have a blog, a Red S quiz to see if Red S is affecting you. If you need help, I want you to get help fast. Too many girls and athletes struggle with nutrition, but you don't have to any longer. You can rise up with the power of nutrition, take action today in any of these avenues, and become fierce, fit, and fueled. Links in the show notes, and we'll see you next time.